Now, I'm joined by Carmel Jane, who's got an exhibition on at the moment at On a Plate, which is a fantastic little eatery down the road from here. And they do lovely cakes. I've been in there. And they've got a nice little garden out the back, yes, and they, where you can sit and have a cup of tea. But they do amazing food in there. If you've not been into On a Plate, you must get in there. So, Carmel, you've got an exhibition there at the moment. But before we talk about that, how did you actually get into photography?
I married a photographer. Yes, 17 years ago, though we're not actually married anymore. So I started doing weddings, and then eventually after about 500 weddings, I thought it was time for a change. I had kids. I didn't want to book up my weekend. So we started a dance school photography company. I had a few dance school clients, and that's now grown. We have 400 dance schools that use us. We've got about 30 employees, some of them contracted, some full-time, and we've just moved into the schools market as well. So it's really exciting. I've got a fantastic young team of mainly women, and it's just it's a really neat place, and I get to do my photography as well as help other photographers as well.
Because when we were talking, because we were saying about the website, and we will give out the website, it's carmeljane.co.uk, you think it's one person in a studio, but that isn't the case. You said you've got 30 employees. This is a big, big business.
That was what I wanted. I wanted to have a business that I could grow, where I could still do my photography, but I could help other people to learn the photography, and they could go out on the weekends, because I didn't want to work every weekend. As I say, after 10 years as a wedding photographer, yeah, I thought it was about enough. So, yes, it's not just me. We've got a 1,600 square foot studio in Mount Nessing.
Yeah.
And this is the last 5 years of this. So I've grown to be not just me in my bedroom, it's been me in a big studio with an office and staff.
I was going to say about weddings, because we all love going to weddings. People take a few, as I said, pictures on their phones. But whenever I've done a wedding, or I'm singing at a wedding, I feel, because for me, I can get up there and do the songs and that's fine. But for a wedding photographer, I've got to think that must be one of the most stressful things you can do.
I used to love it. It is stressful, and I used to love it. I used to get such a kick out of it, and then when I stopped loving it, I thought I have to stop doing it, because it is the biggest day of people's lives, and it's so, so important, and I lost the love of it. But so I used to just be in my own world, being all creative and fabulous, and then when I say 500 maybe is about the limit, and then you go, no, enough's enough.
Yes.
And I do odd ones for friends, but yeah, it was tough to keep doing it, and I didn't love it anymore.
Yeah, you can only see people falling in love so much and saying their vows before you get a little bit bored of it.
I used to cry. I used to love it. I'd cry in the speeches. They're all beautiful.
Now, you do lots of different photography, because there's obviously you've got your fashion, and you've got people who do portraits, there's people who do commercial stuff where they're taking pictures of objects. So do you cover right the way across all the genres?
Yeah, because we've got the big studio. We do commercial stuff, so we do a bit of product, but I am primarily people. My favourite is headshots. I love it. I've just done the Chamber of Commerce and Basildon Council and Brentwood Council. That's what we do with our school photography now. We do it like a commercial headshot. And I love people look on the back of the camera and they go, oh, it's really good. And that's my favourite, is the headshots. But with the dance is fantastic as well. That's movement. That's all very creative with the lighting. And so we do the whole range, but mainly it's people.
What advice would you give somebody if they're trying to get a portrait of somebody? But how do you get people to relax?
I've got my funny photography face. Well, I don't know what I do, but I kind of look around the camera and put a smile, and actually smiling at people, chatting and being really friendly and talking about it, and then actually literally smiling at them often makes them smile back. So it's about getting all your lighting in place and just keep talking, and I don't know. I guess having a natural kind of warmth and really wanting to make a great picture with them helps as well. It's about
fabulous.
Tapping in and finding something that just makes them relax, and actually looking if their shoulders are tense. But 95% of the time I can just tap it and let the mask drop for a moment and capture something really natural. Locally we've got Shenfield and Anglo and Newhall, and Brentwood School as well we're doing, and we've got a few bit further out, but we've only just been doing that it would not even been a year now,
yep.
And it's a tough market, but I'm loving it, especially with the older kids, and letting them have really beautiful photos, because I think everyone expects your school photos to be horrible,
yes.
And there's an expectation, and actually the feedback we've had has been unbelievable, that they are beautiful photos. The teenage girls were sharing them on Snapchat and Instagram, which I think probably speaks higher than anything I could say. So yeah.
And do you do much retouching, or do you try and keep people to look the best they can without them? Because there's nothing like seeing a picture, and I've put pictures up and people go, is that you? And I go, yeah, but it's just I look really good in that picture, but you don't look like that in real life.
Well, it's the way you sit. It's the lighting. We don't retouch the kids, because actually there's a whole thing about positivity and positive personal image. But if we sit them right and light them right, actually they do have a special glow. Our more, senior get a little bit of retouching, find out a little bit of lines and things. Yeah. So we do a little bit, and it depends on what the client wants, if it's an actor. So some people want a lot and some people want to look really natural.
Yeah. Now, the exhibition you've got on a plate at the moment, this is work that's been done. These are dancers.
Yeah, so they're all actually, I think the oldest one must only be about 22, so they're local dancers. This is from Alexander School of Dance, Adagio School of Dance, and a few others. And they come into the studio, and it's actually, sometimes the shoots are 2 and 3 hours long, and we've got a sprung floor and all the lighting. I get all terribly creative and moving the lighting around, and it's a real collaboration. They have to dance at their best. They've got to kind of put 3 minutes of dance into a split second, and I've got to get all my lighting right and get it right. So it's hard work, actually.
Yeah.
But the pictures are beautiful, and you know, beautiful bodies and the movement and lighting. So I'm really pleased how the exhibition looks, actually.
And all these pictures for sale as well?
Yes, they are. We can do different sizes. So if anyone wanted to buy them, they can contact me.
And what's been the most fun that you've had on the shoot?
I think it's when it all comes together and you capture something beautiful, and especially with the dancers, if they have put so much work into, and sometimes all the work comes down to a split second of luck almost.
Yeah.
And actually that's when it's been really exciting to go, and you get all excited, you've nailed it, and you can't wait to share your photos and things. So
if there's people out there as well, I mean, go to On A Plate and have a look at the photography, because it is stunning. I've seen a few pictures on Facebook as well. It's carmeljane.co.uk. Always nice to have a really good picture that doesn't look like you've taken it yourself from very far away or on a selfie stick.
No, I see them on LinkedIn and things. I think, just get something a bit professional.
Lovely.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Thanks very much. Just coming up to 12:08.